The English writer Gilbert Keith Chesterton once opined that the great Gaels of Ireland are men that God made mad, for all their wars are merry, and all their songs are sad. But for Irish Americans, there is one tune that towers over, or perhaps sinks below, the whole nostalgic lot of them.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
It's no surprise that Danny Boy, the story of departing for war and reuniting at the grave, has become a staple of Irish Catholic funerals in this country. Recently, however, in one diocese, officials are asking priests and parishioners to keep it and all secular songs out of the funeral liturgies. From member station WHYY, Fred Mogul reports.
When Rhode Island law enforcement leader Michael White died in January, everyone from police officers to pub buddies to TV crews filled the Providence Cathedral. For many, the most memorable part was when Sergeant Darren Delaney, a state trooper, approached the altar, took the microphone, closed his eyes, and sang. Michael White's brother Jack says he couldn't have imagined not hearing Danny Boy at the funeral.
For our family, it was really important to have Danny Boy sung at my brother's funeral. It put us at peace. So soothing, because it's so appropriate.
But one influential priest in the Providence Diocese strongly disagrees with this practice. Last month, Father Bernard Healy wrote an attention-grabbing editorial in the diocese newspaper, urging Catholic leaders and laity to enforce long-standing guidelines. The upshot, no favorite tunes at funerals, before, after, or during the Mass.
Danny Boy speaks to this great American need to be over-emotional and schmaltzy. They want to cry at the end. They want to be manipulated emotionally, and that's what the song does, really. One of the things I try to do as a priest when I celebrate a funeral mass is to lift the spirits of the people who were there, is to try to bring some consolation, and you spend the better part of an hour doing that, and then you play Danny Boy at the very end, and everybody breaks down and cries like babies.
These funeral music guidelines aren't unique to Providence. They govern all dioceses and were crafted by American Catholic authorities with Vatican approval. Ultimately, parish priests can follow the rules or not. But Father Healy's broadside has rankled many local Catholics. Healy wishes they could be as passionate about poverty relief or stem cell research as they apparently are about funeral music. But he thinks the conflict crystallizes a deeper tension.
The whole issue speaks of the lack of authority a priest has or the church has in many people's lives. That, no, we're in charge of my father's funeral, not you, Father. Not the bishop, nobody. My father was a great Irish-American, and I'm going to have Danny Boy. They've really missed the point of it all. The central point is a person's faith. Central point of a funeral mass is a person's relationship with Jesus Christ. It isn't their relationship with the Emerald Isle.
The church has always taken folk melodies, customs, rituals, and images and Christianized them. There's even an acceptable version of the song, the same melody, that is, but with different lyrics, ones that focus not on a war-bound Irish native son, but on the Christian church's holy son of God. Needless to say, it doesn't quite appease the Danny Boy crowd.
I don't know why the church is getting its knickers in a knot.
Author and actor Malachy McCord is writing a book about Danny Boy.
And they're saying because it's secular and not sacred. So what's sacred? They claim they're able to turn the wine and bread into the flesh and blood of Christ. Well, can't they then, with a wave of the hand or a fast 3-beat, turn the secular music into sacred?
McCord used to despise this sappy song and the people who sing it. But Danny Boy has grown on him, as he's listened to countless renditions of it and interviewed various people about their feelings for it.
But come ye back. When the valley's hard.
Seamus Heaney wrote to me and said, it's fiercely lacking, he said, in poetic content, but he said, I'm still moved by it.
And I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy.
What's the strangest rendition?
Strangest rendition? I think Jackie Wilson. Yeah, it was quite a bit of pretty lively. You know, he sang it on the streets.
But come to me.
At Patrick's Pub in Providence, it's an average Tuesday night. Some folks shoot pool and darts, most chatter by the bar. In a corner, musicians jam on the fiddle, wood flute, and boron. Bar owner Patrick Griffin says when he was growing up in County Roscommon, no one would have played Danny Boy at a funeral. But now, he thinks that with the proper touch, the song fits right in.
It's not bad to have that one song to take them back and say, that guy was Irish, and let's remember the Holy Land, where he came from. Ireland was regarded as the Holy Land at one time. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's the Saints and Scholars at one time. We sing about Jerusalem. What's wrong with singing about Ireland?
Pub patron and policeman Mike Morrow thinks the church could use more popular tunes like Danny Boy, not fewer. And he knows what kind of send-off he expects someday.
At my funeral, there better be Danny Boy and there better be bagpipes. If they can't find a church that'll do it, we'll have it in this bar and we'll get a priest to come down. We know plenty of them that would.
For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul.